Let's talk about crack cocaine. Your cocaine was first used in the 1880s as a local anesthetic in eye, nose, and throat surgeries because of its ability to provide anesthesia as well as to constrict blood vessels and limit bleeding. Many of its therapeutic applications are now obsolete due to the development of safer drugs. Approximately 100 years after cocaine entered into use, a new variation of the substance emerged. This substance, crack, became enormously popular in the mid-1980s due in part to its almost immediate high, and the fact that it is inexpensive to produce and buy. Crack is a highly addictive form of cocaine that is typically smoked. The term crack refers to the crackling sound heard when the substance is heated, presumably from the sodium bicarbonate that is used in the production of crack. According to the 2004 National Survey on Drug Use and Health, approximately 7.8 million Americans ages 12 and older reported trying crack at least once during their lifetimes, representing 3.3% of the population ages 12 and older. Approximately 1.3 million, 0.5%, reported past year crack cocaine use. During 2004, 2.0% of college students and 4.2% of young adults, ages 19 to 28, reported lifetime use of crack cocaine, according to data from the RST Drug Abuse Monitoring Adam program. A median of 30.1% of adult male RSTs and 35.3% of adult female RSTs tested positive for cocaine, all varieties, at rest in 2003. The adult male samples were compiled from 39 U.S. sites, and the adult female samples. Cocaine is a strong central nervous system stimulant. Physical effects of cocaine use, including crack, include constricted blood vessels and increased temperature, heart rate, and blood pressure. Users may also experience feelings of restlessness, irritability, and anxiety. Smoking crack delivers large quantities of the drug to the lungs, producing effects comparable to intravenous injection. These effects are felt almost immediately after smoking, are very intense, but do not last long. For example, the high from smoking cocaine may last from 5 to 10 minutes, while the high from snorting the drug can last for 15 to 20 minutes. Evidence suggests that users who smoke or inject cocaine may be at even greater risk of causing harm to themselves than those who snort the substance. Cocaine smokers may suffer from acute respiratory problems including coughing, shortness of breath, and severe chest pains with lung trauma and bleeding. Smoking crack cocaine can also cause particularly aggressive paranoid behavior in users. An added danger of cocaine use is when cocaine and alcohol are consumed at the same time. When these substances are mixed, the human liver combines cocaine and alcohol and manufactures a third substance. Cocaethylene. This intensifies cocaine's euphoric effects, while also possibly increasing the risk of sudden death. Most cocaine-related deaths are a result of cardiac arrest or seizures followed by respiratory arrest. Cocaine is a powerfully addictive drug. Compulsive cocaine use seems to develop more rapidly when the substance is smoked rather than snorted. A tolerance to the cocaine high may be developed, and many addicts report that they fail to achieve as much pleasure as they did from their first cocaine expo. Studies have documented an increased level of unprotected sexual activity of all types among crack smokers. All of these factors put crack smokers at increased risk of various infections. Tuberculosis, HIV/AIDS, and hepatitis C, and to a lesser extent syphilis and herpes, show much higher rates on opiate. Crack can, and will make an addict turn on anyone, even a best friend. The association of crack with poor, urban areas where it was sold, and the violence connected with the rapid expansion of the market changed the American perception of cocaine. In the 1990s there was an explosion of news coverage of crack and fear of an epidemic in the ghettos. Addicts will do whatever they have to get their high, from robbing people to sucking dick for $20. Law enforcement in most centers are more interested in going after small-time pot grow operations than going after people bringing crack cocaine into these same areas. While doesn't crack sound like a nice thing to do, maybe we should all get hooked on it so we lower ourselves to robbing people and sucking cock for a 10-piece of rock. Let's talk about crack cocaine.